I don't create the drama, but I'm here for a bitch. Welcome to Tea Time Unfiltered with Lovely Tea, where we talk about the latest celebrity tea, viral news stories, and anything trending on social media. So grab your teacups because you already know this podcast is what? Piping hot.
All right, you guys. So I want to come on here and talk in depth about the whole Nikki Tutorial situation, okay? This has been a lot of talk over the past few days. I think for the most part, everybody on social media has been able to digest it. And now a lot of people are giving the entire situation, you know, not the entire situation, but bits of the situation, the side eye, okay? And that's what I want to talk about. Because when I did my video, I felt like I really couldn't be as open and honest as I wanted to, because again, I don't want this to be seen as bullying or, you know, me picking on her or anything like that, because that's not what this stream is about. But I do feel like this is a good conversation and a good dialogue that we need to have. Okay. So let's see here. We have our first super chat of the day. Tay sent $20. Tay says to text him and gave me his phone number. Okay, Tay. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. Y'all over here trying to holler at folks via super chat. Okay, we see you. So anyways, you guys, so I wanted to go ahead and talk about a lot of things I've noticed with the Nikki situation. I'm going to be looking at my notes as well, so be patient. I have a lot of notes, and I'm going to be going back and forth between both platforms. Hello to everybody on Facebook. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm glad you guys are here. We have comments flying all over social media right now, and I'm like trying to keep up. So I'm sure all you guys know by now who Nikki Tutorials is. She is an OG YouTuber. She's been doing makeup vlogs and makeup tutorials since she was about 19 years old. So last week she came out and basically told the world that she was transgender. Now, initially when she came out, I thought she was going to say that she was gay or she was attracted to women. But what she came out and told the world is that she was born male. And then she started transitioning at a very early age. Her mom started transitioning her at 6 years old, started giving her hormones to stop her growth because she was already pretty tall for a six-year-old. And even now, to this day, she's 6'2". I mean, she is a big lady, okay? And so she started transitioning and she fully transitioned at 19 years old. So this has caused a lot of controversy because she said something about her transition and her not really being honest with her new fiance, Dylan. And that bothered a lot of people. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and play that clip for you guys here on OBS. I don't know if the Facebook people, I don't know if you guys will be able to hear it. Hopefully you guys will, but I'm not sure. If not, you guys can always go back and watch the replay. So I'm going to go ahead and start that video, and I want you guys to see this really quick here. Let me turn down my computer.
It is vile, and it is gross, and I know you are watching this. This one's for you. I hope you can sit nice on it.
She says she didn't plan on releasing the private information to the public just yet, but she was inevitably forced to.
I have been blackmailed by people that wanted to leak my story to the press.
Nikki also got candid about her relationship with her fiancé, Dylan, who popped the question in Italy back in August 2019.
Now, Dylan is a very, very special guy, and I've never met anyone like Dylan. He is truly the most kind-hearted man in my life ever.
Revealing he recently found out the truth.
Dylan and I, we clicked, and he didn't know. He knows now. Dylan knows about my past, but I wish I told him sooner. Everything felt so magical, so good, that I was afraid to lose him if I would tell my full story. And at the point where I told him my full story, of course, he was shocked, but that is a private matter that we're dealing with and that I'm so proud of that we're able to deal with.
Over the years, Nikki's channel has largely revolved around the power of makeup. But she told her fans it was time to explore the power of me. And in being open with her subscribers, Nikki hopes to inspire others to do the same.
This world needs us.
The video has fans and fellow beauty vloggers praising her for her bravery and honesty. Desi.
Okay, so I'm back. The people on Facebook, they weren't able to hear the video, but that's okay, because like I said, you guys can always go watch the replay. So I see a few people saying that she started transitioning at 13, but I guess she was experiencing gender dysmorphia at 6, okay? I don't know. It's a lot of damn ages, so I'm trying to keep up. But she became fully transitional at 19, right? So they started giving her hormone blockers, at 6 years old? There was a few things that kind of bothered me a bit, and this is just me being honest. This is not me being mean. This is just me just being honest as I'm hearing her story. One of the things that she said is that her mom thought she was having a girl. She really wanted a girl. And then to her mom's surprise, it was a boy. And so how convenient that after a few years, this little girl who's a boy is saying that he feels like he's a little girl. So that makes me feel like that the mother almost like push it. Because again, kids can come out and say anything when they're that young, but that the mother almost reinforced it because she had always wanted a girl. That's something that stuck out to me. Okay. And I don't know if I'm wrong, but that's something that stuck out to me. Did you guys peep that at all? It's a lot of people in here. Okay. So you guys peeped that as well. Somebody wrote the power of the tongue. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting how her mom almost manifested that. It's almost like she was really upset. You know, like I remember when I was pregnant with my youngest son, I was like, you know, I'm sure it's going to be a girl because I already have a boy. So, you know, my logic, since I have a boy, the next child will be a girl. And then when I went to the ultrasound, they're like, no, it's another boy. And I cried because I just knew I was having a girl. But then, you know, I got over it. It's like, okay, well, fine. You know, there's a good thing. He can reuse his brother's old clothes and, you know, be two boys. And I left it at that. I didn't then, once he was born, keep telling him, you know, I wish you were a girl. You know, I thought you were going to be a girl. So I kind of thought that was kind of odd. That's just me. Y'all can get mad, but that's just how I feel. I felt like the mother almost ran with it. You know, as soon as she was saying, well, I feel like, you know, like I'm a girl deep down inside at 6, that's such a young age. And I feel like the mother was like, okay, well, since you feel like a girl, let's, you know, and there's all these new technology, let's go ahead and pursue that, because they started giving her growth blockers at a very young age. And she was even saying when she went on to the Ellen show that the doctors were telling the mother that she was too young to transition and that to wait until she got older. But the mother was insistent, you know what I'm saying, on transitioning her daughter. So something about that also did not sit well with me, because I feel like if the doctors are even saying, well, hold up now, we understand that she may feel like she's a girl, but let's wait until she's older. Because, you know, when kids are little, they want to be all types of things. Superman, Spider-Man, a puppy. You know what I mean? We don't then put a leash on them and walk them outside on all fours, right? So they were kind of telling her to wait, but her mother was insistent about starting her on these hormones. So those were just a few things that I noticed that were just kind of like, they kind of made my ears perk up. And that's just me being honest. Let's see here. We have a new member, Yvonne Zuck. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome to the membership. Hamatu Bruce sent $10. He says, hey, T, I love your videos. I've been watching you for years since I was in high school and I'm low on cash, but I want to show you some appreciation. Sending love from Germany. You look beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you for being a long time tea sipper. JJ Vegas says, I love your podcast. I replay it all the time on my way to work. I'm excited for your skincare line. Much love. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat. And I cannot wait for the skincare line to drop either. So I'm reading the comments here and I'm trying to go between Facebook and YouTube, and a lot of people on Facebook are agreeing. A lot of people are saying that they thought it was weird too, how she was saying that the mother was saying that, you know, that the mother was almost disappointed that she had a boy, and she kept reiterating that Nikki was supposed to be a girl. And I feel like when you plant seeds into children's heads, especially when they're that young, then they want to please their mother. You know, they want to please their parent. Well, my mom thought I was supposed to be a girl and I came out a boy. Well, maybe I can, you know, maybe I'm supposed to be a girl. And the mom just kind of ran with it, because when she said that her mom started her on hormone treatments at the age of 6, that kind of set alarm bells for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I've always said, I don't mind what older people do in teenagers once you're of age and you can really comprehend something. But at 6 years old, in my personal opinion, that's far too young. That's my personal opinion. I'm not knocking Nikki, but that's how I feel coming as a parent. Okay. So I see a lot of people are seeing where I'm coming from with that as well. Tony says, I'm trans. Let me read Tony. So Tony Cicinero, sorry if I said it wrong. He says, he or she, let me see, says, I'm trans and I feel like children taking hormones too young is dangerous. There's a lot of detransitioners that transition young, even if they do have gender dysphoria, that's too young. Thank you so much, Tony, for your honesty. And see, these are why I want to have these open dialogue, because I feel like the mainstream media is, they're coddling people who are transgender as if they're unicorns and, you know, like just, I don't know. It's not helping, because the people who are the face and the voice of the transgender community, they're not the ones speaking for everybody in that community. You know, here goes somebody in the comment section who is saying that they're trans and they feel like it's too young. But the mainstream media is having us believe that we should start kids on hormone blockers as young as 5 and 6. And I just don't agree with that, because children are the most indecisive people on the damn planet. I done raised 2 of them and I'm still raising them. I mean, I could literally go through a timeline of everything my oldest son wanted to be. He don't want it to be all types of shit. I don't waste the money, you know, trying to pursue his dreams. You know, kids change their mind all the time. So I couldn't imagine if he would have came to me at 6 and said he wanted to be a girl. And I just started, you know, messing with his body physically and his mind and injecting him with hormones. That just doesn't sit well with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad. Thank you so much, Tony, for your comment. And I know I've had other people in the trans community also leave comments today. I took a few screenshots for some of y'all who were commenting on Facebook, you know, who were just having just really important dialogue, who are not quick to take offense to everything and make excuses for everything. So now with that being said, another thing I've noticed that's kind of bothered me with the Nikki situation, and I don't agree with anybody being blackmailed. I don't care if you're gay, straight, black or white. It's not OK. It's not OK to put somebody else's business out there that they told you in secrecy. But what I'm noticing now is that people are starting to treat her with kid gloves. Now, what bothered me is that there's a T channel, and I don't like, let me say this. I don't like corporate T channels. I like people, I like regular people like me and others who, you know, spill a little tea, talk about trending topics, talk about things that are going on YouTube and things like that. I don't like corporate tea channels. And this is specifically why I do not like corporate tea channels. And when I say corporate, these are people who are backed by corporations who are now being paid to spill tea to get rid of regular content creators who are spilling tea on other YouTubers. So there's a corporate tea channel. And the other day I was on my comment thing on YouTube on the back end. And they basically made a post stating that they took down their video about Nikki Tutorial and her being involved in an MLM scandal, which is a multi-level marketing network thing. People were accusing her of using her subscribers to push multi-level marketing, which for a lot of people is a scam. And it gets a lot of, you know, single mothers and household makers into a lot of debt, right? So yes, that's the person. I didn't want to, you know, give them no clout, but it is what it is. So let me go ahead and show you guys this comment. So this is what they wrote on their YouTube channel. And I was just like, seriously? Like, is she now beyond reproach? Like, I'm confused. So they basically wrote this, long story short. They said, hey, everyone, we took down a video about Nikki Tutorials. The video about Nikki, it was a video about Nikki being accused of promoting an MLM, and many of you were not happy about it. Here's what happened. When Nikki posted her coming out video, we were almost done working on the MLM video, which was delayed because of the holidays. Since the video wasn't criticizing her, we thought the MLM analysis was important, and we decided to upload the video anyways. However, soon after posting it, we received a lot of comments about the video from people who were concerned about it being in poor taste considering her current situation, so we took it down. Then they go on to say the video wasn't meant to criticize Nikki and it was during a sensitive time. We apologize for our poor timing. So, you know, like that didn't sit well with me, because I'm sitting here like, wait, what? you guys are doing a video, like, why would you take it down? So a lot of the commenters were going off, like, that's not cool. And so people were saying, who cares that she came out? It doesn't make it wrong to criticize her. She doesn't get a magical criticism shield because she came out. Nothing against the LGBTQ plus, but everyone can be criticized even if they come out recently. Somebody else says, just because a person comes out as trans doesn't mean that any wrongdoing or any negative action that they did should be excused. Just my opinion. It was wrong before she came out. It will still be wrong now that she's come out. So this caused a lot of debate in the YouTube community. And I know some of you guys may not even be aware or understand what I'm talking about. But because I am in the YouTube community, I'm involved in all this stuff, right? So I thought that was I didn't like that. I felt like, you know, why are we not treating her any differently? She already came on and said, I'm the same Nikki, you know, to y'all that I was yesterday. Yesterday I was Nikki Tutorials and I'm still Nikki Tutorials. But now you have corporations tiptoeing around her. So that kind of bothered me. And then she went on the Ellen Show. This was yesterday because VH1 Access sent me the video so I could check it out. And so she was on Ellen, and there goes a picture of her there with Ellen. And she went to go kind of talk about her coming out and her transitioning. What I noticed about the whole Ellen situation is the comments were off. So I'm just like, well, what is going on here? Like, is she not a regular person? Are people not allowed to either praise her or say, well, hey, you know, you should have been more honest to Dylan? Like, why were the comments off? Because every other guest that Ellen has had, the comments are on. Wanda Sykes is a gay Black woman. The comments are on. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, they're straight Black men. Comments are on. Colin Farrell, straight white man. Comments are on. So I don't understand why when Nikki's on there, the comments are off. So y'all go ahead and check this out.
Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
So nice to meet you.
Oh my God, it's an honor. I'm like, can you pinch me, please?
Yes, I can.
Oh,
I can.
God, it hurts. Yeah. It's real. Yeah.
So thank you for sitting down and talking to us. And I know that this is a tricky situation. I mean, they'd be excited anyway, but this is an extra special excitement because they're crazy when they see you. Man.
Yeah.
Yes, you're playing the Penguin.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. The reviews are in.
But this time, she did it again, right? We're in Mexico, business as usual. Can you play the local music? God puts on the music.
Okay, so you guys just seen the video that I just posted. And again, I apologize to the people on Facebook who are there and who can't watch it, but Facebook would not allow me, I mean, not Facebook, but StreamYard would not allow more than 30-second videos. So, and those videos are like a minute long, so I couldn't upload them. But do you guys see what I'm saying? Like, why is her comment section off? But the comments on everybody else that's come on the Ellen Show, their comments are on. And you can say, well, that's because people are being transphobic and everything else, but I haven't seen a lot of people being transphobic towards her. I've seen way more praise and support for Nikki than hate. And that's keeping it real. Even us having this discussion, you know, I had people feeling like, oh, that's none of your business. She didn't need to tell Dylan. And I remember there was another transgender woman, Blair White. She talked about it and called out Nikki. And you had people who were mad at her for calling out Nikki. And unfortunately, you'll have comments like this. And these are the comments that go viral. Somebody on Instagram said this. They said, a trans woman don't need to tell men that they used to be a boy, just like they don't need to tell men that they used to be a baby. Disagree, you're transphobic. It's like, wait, what? That's comparing apples to oranges. Like, that does not make you transphobic because you want somebody to tell you their original gender, because you want honesty in a relationship. And I think this is where we need to have an open and honest dialogue between people who are, you know, just born naturally male and female, and people who are transgender. I think this is where the dialogue needs to happen, you know, because it's a lot of people here getting in their feelings about stuff, and it's just straight honesty. If somebody's saying that, you know, I want you to be honest with me about your gender, I don't think that makes them transphobic. And to say, you know, to compare that to being a baby, that makes no sense. We were all born babies. I mean, that just goes without saying. So let me see here. Let me read some of the comments. Ellen turning off her comments. has nothing to do with race. If people continue to coddle the LGBT, the harder rights, it will become more divisive in America. Honesty is the best policy. Let's see here. We have a lot of comments. Transphobia is a myth. I don't think it's a myth. I think you do have people who can be transphobic and who can be homophobic. So I don't think that's a myth. It should be told from the beginning. You had to tell someone. It'd be like if you have AIDS, you had to tell somebody. Yeah, I mean, and that's how I look at it too. Like, if somebody had an STD, you'd want to know. I mean, it's your right before you get with somebody, before you become physically intimate with somebody. You're supposed to tell people of your status, if you've ever had anything, if you currently have anything. It's only right. That doesn't mean that that person's necessarily going to drop you like a hot potato, but you need to be upfront and honest. And I remember one of my gay friends went through that, where the person that he had fell in love with, they had been together about maybe 6 months to a year. He fell in love with this person, and the person told him after the fact he was HIV positive. And, you know, he was really pissed off. He was really hurt. You know, by the grace of God, he didn't catch anything, you know, but it's like, you know, he ended up not leaving them. They're still together. But the guy was saying that he was scared to tell him because he was scared he was going to leave him and he wouldn't want to be with him. He was upfront and honest. That's fine and dandy, but it's your responsibility to just be honest with people, because you put my friend at risk. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, thank goodness he didn't catch anything. He was able to get on PrEP and all that stuff. So he's fine and they're still together. But I think that it's no different than that. We should be honest with the people that we are going to be intimate with. The two people in the world that need to know your original gender are the people that you're going to be in a relationship with, intimate with, and your doctors. Because there's certain medications that are meant for the female body, for the biological female body, just like there's certain things that are meant for the biological male body. So you have to let your doctors know as well. You don't have to go around telling the world. I don't think you need to wear it on your shoulder, on your sleeve, and say, hey, you guys, I'm trans. This is who I am. But when it comes to certain situations, when it comes to relationships, I do believe that you need to be upfront and honest. Let's see here. Dominique says, Nikki didn't have to tell her audience, but Dylan should have known and given, should have known and been given the opportunity to make a decision if he wanted to stay with her or not. Exactly. You know, it wasn't the world's business. I would have been fine if I never knew that she was trans. It doesn't make any difference in my life. But to Dylan, who I believe is a straight male, you know, he's a straight male. He fell in love with a woman. And then to be told, well, you know, I got a secret, you know, after the fact, and from what I'm hearing, she only came out and told him her true gender once Dylan proposed to her, which was August 19th. She made the video, and then basically she said she felt better because now Dylan knows everything. So people took that, they kind of went back and kind of felt like that was kind of the timeline to when she told Dylan, when he finally proposed to her. Then it was like, well, dang, if he's going to be my husband, I need to tell him, because in the event he wants children, I can't physically bear a child because my internal organs are male, right? So I think that's when she came out and told him. And I feel like that's really important because, again, if he's a straight male, okay, so you guys are confirming that he's a straight male. Okay, that's what I assumed, but, you know, I don't know because I don't watch their, I didn't watch their love story unfold. But they're saying that he's a straight male. So if they would have got married and got together, then she can't have children. You know, he's going to be trying to figure out, well, why, you know, what's going on? Is it me? You know, but so that's when she finally decided to come out and tell him. But a lot of people feel like that should have been stated from day one. Let me see what the people on Facebook are saying here. Martel says you have the right to know, especially if you want to have children biologically. I thought it was because someone was saying that they were going to put it out to the world. Now, from what I'm hearing, a few different things in these YouTube streets. So let me kind of break that down. So initially, they had blamed Gerald Blandino's sister, the guy that owns Two-Face. They were saying that the sister might have been the one who was blackmailing her and, you know, threatening to put her business out there. But from what I'm hearing, this is some tea that I'm hearing, that it was supposedly one of Dylan's family members. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know for a fact. It's just alleged. That's one of the things that I'm hearing, is that Dylan's family, somebody in his family was really pissed off. They felt like Nikki should have been honest with their family member from day one. And being that she wasn't, that family member was threatening to expose them. I figure it had to be somebody more or less close to Nikki, because there were people in my comment section when I did my first Nikki tutorial video, and they were saying that they lived in the Netherlands and that this was never really a secret because there were people who went to school with Nikki and they remember when she was a little boy. So there was a lot of people in the Netherlands who knew this, but Dylan wasn't one of those people. So that's what I'm hearing. You know, people were saying that it was Jeffree Star, but that's come out that it was not Jeffree Star. So we're not going to put that rumor out there. But I'm definitely hearing that it was a family member of his. But I don't know how accurate that is. But that's what's being whispered in these YouTube streets, that that's who was going to blackmail her. So that's why she decided to just come out with it. I know some of her subscribers felt like they were duped or, you know, this wasn't fair. But again, I don't feel like she owed that to strangers, because at the end of the day, her putting on makeup, we got men who are biological men who wear makeup on YouTube. That doesn't change the dynamic of their face or how they apply makeup. So I don't feel like her coming out, like she owed her audience that per se. But I'm not going to say that she's also, like, you know, brave and a hero either. I'm not going to give her hero status for coming out due to blackmailing and her not being honest with her boyfriend. I'm not, that's a reach for me. Okay. I'm not going to give my hero status for that, because I've seen a lot of people in the mainstream calling her a hero. Heroes save lives. In my personal opinion. Let's see here. I know I've missed a bunch of super chats. There's so many. There's like, we have like over 3,500 people just here from YouTube. And then we have like another 1,000 on Facebook here. Let's see. It's multiple sources, from the owner of Too Faced to Jeffree Star to a family member. I don't have a problem with Nikki. She probably is the least problematic booty guru. I think it was wrong of her to keep that secret from her partner. Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing, and I think that's why she's not getting as much flack, because she's not problematic. She's not messy. She's not involved in a lot of stuff. I think the biggest scandal was the MLM scandal recently, but she came out and apologized and said that she had no idea about it. But you've never really seen her name attached to too much stuff. But like I said, we need to have an open and honest dialogue. And I want to also invite, because it's already 7:04, I want to invite a special guest here. He is one of my tea sippers, and we became cool on Instagram, and I want to introduce you guys to him. He's transgender. He was born female, and he transitioned into a male. And I want him to come on here and kind of speak on his perspective and, you know, and ask him some questions, because it's very easy for me to do a show and have a bunch of heterosexual people in the comments section and people giving their opinion. I know we have some trans people in the comments as well, but I also want to be able to hear from somebody from the trans community. And a lot of times we only hear from people who are male to female. We never hear from people who are female to male. So I want to switch it up. And so I want to go ahead and bring Jax here. So I'm going to bring Jax into the stream. And he's going to be on the Facebook stream. So let's see here. Hopefully, I don't know if you guys will be able to hear him on YouTube, but I hope so. Jax, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, perfect. Let me see if I can turn you up.
Okay.
People on YouTube can hear. Perfect. Okay, they can hear you. So, and people on Facebook can hear him as well. So, perfect. I'm so glad. Okay.
Hey, fellow tea sippers.
So Jax is awesome. I'm really happy that you were able to come on, and, you know, because I had asked a few people and they're like, well, I don't know, because, you know, the tea sippers go hard. But, you know, Jax is about that life. He's ready to come on here and just basically talk. So I just wanted you to kind of share your story like you have shared with me on Instagram, how you came into your transition from female to male.
Well, I actually transitioned a little later in life. I waited until I was 25 because I wanted to make sure that was something that I really wanted to do. For a while, I was toying around with it. I came out to my family at a pretty young age myself. And my mom was like, yeah, I can see that, but let's wait. And so I got upset, but I was like, okay. Like, as I got older, I was like, you know what? You made the right decision of actually telling me to wait. Thank you. But up until about 25, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. So I decided to actually go through the whole transition process, get my name change, go on testosterone, even get the top surgery and live my life as male. and I have been happy ever since. It's been a bit of a challenge, but it's been totally worth it. I must say I hate a few things that come along with it, but the pain is worth what the outcome was. It totally was.
So now there's a lot of people talking about you got a sexy voice, Jax. Jax is cute. Like if Jax went out here told me, I thought it was a dude. I was like, okay, Jax. And he was like, yeah, this is my story. I was like, wait. You know, I ran to his Instagram page. No, Jax is very handsome. Sounds like a dude. Everybody's like, ooh, Jax got a sexy voice. You see it? So now, do you agree with me or do you think that I was off when I said that about her mother? Like, something about that didn't feel right with me, starting a child at six that young. Because you waited till you were 25. You said 25?
Yes, 25. That's way too young where she started. Way too young.
Yeah.
I'm glad that my mother was like, no, let's pump the brakes and wait until you're a little older. So...
yeah,
let's hold up.
Because what people don't realize, it's a really painful procedure. Like you have to
block,
and then I know you said you had to do like a mental health evaluation.
Yes.
You know, with psychologists, all that stuff.
Oh yeah, it was a long process. The mental evaluation was the hardest because it almost makes you feel like you're crazy, and it's like no, hold up, I'm a normal human being. It was just things don't match up right now. So if we could fix that, I'd be okay. So for a while during the actual like process, going and speaking to the psychiatrists and everything, they were just looking at me sideways like I was crazy. But in my head, I'm like, I'm not crazy. At the end of this, you're gonna see that no, this doesn't match up. So,
right.
But yeah, that part really sucked. It broke me down, but it also made me stronger. I was like, okay, this is something that I do want to do.
Right. Okay. So why I see people in the comment section. Quit acting like I'm saying that she turned into a little girl at six. Her mother started her on hormone blockers at six. She started transitioning at 14. Even 14 is young. So let's stop trying to conflate the issue as if 14 is so much older than six. It's still young.
It's still young. Still.
So
young,
there we go. It's still very, very young. So now I want to ask you, because we had somebody else on here as well. Matter of fact, let me read this comment because somebody on Facebook had posted this comment. So I want to share this with you guys because, you know, it seems like you have a section of the trans community who, matter of fact, I do have a screenshot. Like you'll see all these YouTube videos now coming out where it's like, and we talked about this, where some people are almost happy to fool straight men. Like a lot of the male to female. It's like, oh, he had no idea I was transgender. You know what I'm saying? I bagged him and he had no idea. And, you know, that's playing with fire.
That's risky. Opinion.
Yeah, it's very,
that's very risky.
You know, and then there's like a section of the population who definitely like you and others who don't agree and feel like you should be honest. So I want to read this Facebook comment from one of my trans subscribers. And this person says, hi, I'm trans. It's the first thing that comes up. I tell friends before I consider them my real friends, let alone lovers. It's dangerous to let people just find out. We've been killed for that. My partner knew before she was my partner. I've never agreed with tricking people for my own gain. It's hard because, it's hard being trans, but you can't force people to accept you. There are people that will hurt us for existing, and you need to know who they are before you let them get close. So I thought that was like a really powerful comment that she left on my Facebook, you know? Yeah. So, and unfortunately it's like, it's the people who just have just regular, just, you know, average common sense, like you and her, that there's no voice for you guys. It's always like the weirdos who are the loudest in the trans community, like the people who run behind Malik Yoba. It's
right.
Like, I want to hear from the Flame Monroes and the, you know, the Blair Whites and you and the people who just see stuff for what it is. So let me ask you about when you get into a relationship, you agree that it's very important to tell people from day one what your original gender is and why is that?
Because you want to be open and honest in the beginning. It's not like I actually go into the relationship like the first day saying, hey, my name is Jackson. I'm a Pisces. I like long walks on the beach. And oh, by the way, I'm FTM. Like, I don't start it off that way. But if I feel a connection, I'm going to say, all right, I'm feeling you. But there's something that you should know because I want to be honest. And I want to set that proper foundation with you.
Right. And I think that, you know, honesty is always the best posse in any relationship.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. We talked about this earlier, like, you know, there's people who just lie about everything. And it's like, eventually you're going to have to explain yourself. You'll have right. women who'll lie and be like, oh, I don't have no kids. And then come to find out they got five. It's like, well, like, what are we supposed to do with these? You know what I mean? Like you said, you had none kids. So now you
now we got five. Wait a minute.
Right. Like, that's a lot of damn mouths to feed. You know, so it's like we have to start relationships off honest from day one, because right. it just makes it easier when a relationship is built on like lies and deceit and fraud. It's just going to make that person resent you.
Exactly. In the back of their mind, they're like, all right, what else are you lying about?
Right.
And it just messes up the whole dynamic from day one. You don't want that.
Exactly. So now how do you feel about, like I was just showing how they'll do certain things for the trans community, like how they, you know, disabled the comments. You have corporate YouTube taking down any videos that might be negative towards Nikki. And it's like, okay, we're supposed to see her as just a regular person. Why is she beyond reproach? Why can't the comments be open? Like, you know, because again, when Ellen has Black people on her show, they don't disable the comments from the racist people who might come on there and, you know, use the N-word. Every time sure. I go on yahoo.com, there's all types of racial epithets and they leave those up. So it's like, why is it that when it comes to like Nikki or even certain people in the trans community, it's like it's this walking of eggshells?
I don't think it's necessary. If anything, just keep it normal all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
I enable the comments. If I were to do anything, like, yo, enable them. I don't care. Let them say whatever they need to. It should be if I say I want to be treated the same as everyone else, then treat me the same as everyone else. Leave them enabled. Exactly. I don't think it was a good idea for them to disable it, but it could be because they're like, hey, I want to be politically correct. I don't want to mess up anything. So let's just disable them and make sure we don't get in trouble. That's what right. I kind of see it as.
Right. And that's the thing. And that's what I told you. I was like, you know, you strong enough to handle the comment section. You was like, bring it on. You know, you know who you are at the end of the day.
Exactly.
So there's nothing somebody can say in these comments that's going to make you feel a different way about yourself, you know?
I've been cussed out and called everything but the child of God. So I'm used to it, whatever. Look, at the end of the day, I'm not sleeping with you. You're not paying my bills. It's fine. You say what you need to. At the end of the day, I'm gonna go to bed at night and sleep just fine.
Exactly. And that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? And it should be where we should be able to have open and honest dialogue without every time I say something that even quite like even doing this stream, I'll be coined transphobic. Because, you know, how dare I question Nikki's mother's motives? You know, how dare I question Nikki for not telling Dylan that, you know, her original gender? And it's like, well, no, that doesn't make me transphobic. That means I'm just ready to have an open dialogue.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, while like I was telling somebody earlier, no, there's a such thing as transphobia. There's a such thing as homophobia. But I just think a lot of those phobia words are misused. You know, between the phobias and the shaming. And I talked about this earlier with you. Like, I'm so tired of it. I have people accusing me of fart shaming for doing the Wendy Williams video. I'm like, are you guys serious right now? This video's beneath you. How dare you talk about Wendy Williams farting? You're shaming her for farting. And it's like, no, it's just funny commentary. Like, really? Calm the hell down. It's like everybody wants to be a victim in this day and age. 2019, 2020. Everyone's a victim, you know, and it's just like, at what point in time do we just say, okay, this is who I am. This is what I choose to be. This is my opinion on this particular subject. And that's it. As long as it's respectful, we should always be able to have open and honest dialogue.
I agree.
I definitely believe that.
I agree.
So, I mean, the people are really enjoying this. Like, people, look at, first of all, everybody's like, what's Jax IG? See, y'all, Jax has a boo. Okay.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Jax is very handsome, though. Jax is very handsome. And
thank you.
And, you know, you've really encouraged me, because there have been times I have been tempted to drag, because you've seen the stuff I post on my Instagram where a lot of, you know, male to female transgenders, you know, they can dish it. But then if I say
they can't take it.
Right, then I'm in the wrong. And I mean, I've gotten some of the most nastiest DMs where they've cussed me out. I was all types of N-words. They threatened me, my children, you know, all types of crazy stuff. You know, and it's like,
wow.
If I really want to go, I could go there. But it's like, no, let me not, because I know that that's just one person. That's just a small minority. I still have a lot of really cool trans people who support me, who understand I'm not transphobic, but I'm going to ask some honest questions. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to pussyfoot around stuff and be fake and just like, oh my God, that's so cool. She came out. Well, no, hold up, sis. You said some shit that made my ears
exactly.
Perk up, and we're going to talk about it. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to bring you on the show, to show people that everybody in the trans community is not just, you know, like just loco and just constantly complaining. Like, you have a lot of smart people in the trans community, in the LGBT community. They just want to be themselves and they just want to be left alone. They just want to live their life.
Exactly. Right on the point. I just want to live my life and be left alone. If you want to ask questions, that's fine. But I'm not going to push my quote unquote agenda in your face and shove it down your throat. I did this to make sure that I'm okay with me and I'm living my truth. That's why I did it. I didn't do it to put together some sort of plan to shove the, you know, trans community down anyone's throat. That's not what I was trying to do. I just wanted to live a normal life and be Jax. I've always wanted to be Jax, and I'm finally him. It's about damn time.
No, that's right. And that's what I love about it, is just Jax is just who he is. And that's it. That's all. He's not, you know, running around, you know, because, you know, everybody always comes with the agenda. There's an agenda. There's a conspiracy.
There's a conspiracy. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
You know what I mean? And like, we were talking about that earlier. And I'm like, even like some of the trans girls that I know, like, they're not checking for straight men like that. But the ones that get the most, you know, notoriety, go viral, are the ones who are like, oh, he had no idea I was transgender. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, people just want to be, you know, amongst themselves. They're not looking for attention. They just want to live their quiet life. That's it. That's all. You know, so I'm just really glad we were able to have this dialogue and people are really enjoying it and people understand. So I want to show both parts and how there's a lot, you know, I don't want it to be a conspiracy like, oh, these so-called trans people are, you know, transitioning to full straight people into being gay. Cause that's how they're, you know, that's how some people are pushing the whole Nikki tutorial situation. Like, that was a straight man and now she's turned him gay. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what they're doing. That was just one instance. But we had transgender people like Jax and others who definitely believe in being open, upfront, and honest with anybody that they're going to be in a serious relationship with.
Yes, especially if you're going to have any sort of sexual contact with them. You want to have that, or even intimate in any sort of way. You want to have that intimacy and, you know, bond and let them know, hey, this is me. This is what you're dealing with. This is the package.
Exactly. And I just think it just really saves a lot of heartache on both parts.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just upfront and honest. Let's see here. Vicky Channel says, like I said before, TT, girls out here getting killed on the regular for the trickery. Stop it. It's not cute. Nor is it cute to out men. She didn't turn him gay. He always knew. There's no way he didn't know. So I don't know. They're saying that he didn't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, people need to be honest, because that is one thing that is going on in the trans community, unfortunately, is that you do have a lot of trans women ending up dead, you know, ending up killed, you know, and some of it is because they were fooling some of these guys. And then some of it is because these guys are not being honest with themselves. And then when it gets out there, they're embarrassed and then they want to take it out on that person. Right. Now, one thing that I also some of the comments that I saw on my Instagram and on the video is that some of the Black trans girls who were leaving comments, they kind of felt a way. They felt like, you know, Nikki's getting all this attention because she's a white trans person, but Black trans people don't get the same attention or support, especially from the Black community. What do you think about that?
Ooh, in all honesty, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I agree. Unfortunately, because of being Black, we don't get a lot of good publicity or positive publicity, whether it be trans or straight or lesbian, anything. Just Black in general, we do not get positive reinforcement or positive light. It's always negative.
Right. And I thought that was really interesting, because I never would have looked at it from that point of view. But that's what, you know, with several Black trans girls who were leaving comments like that. Like, I wish, you know, we'd get the same support and the same love, you know, when we came out to our families, because that is a big deal, you know, come out and tell somebody. Because, I mean, let's keep it real. That's not like just like a normal thing. You know, you don't ever think about like okay, I'm just a woman. You know, I just wake up every day, I'm a woman. You don't think anything about it. But then it has somebody saying, well, yeah, biologically, I'm a woman, but every day I wake up, I feel like I'm a man. Like, that's something different. That's a lot to digest. That's a lot for somebody to take in and really understand where you're coming from as a person, right? So that support means the world to people. So yes. I think that, you know, when people do come out and they do tell their stories, we do need to be supportive. You don't always have to agree, but we don't have to disrespect that person either. And that's what I think, that's what a lot of the Black trans girls were saying, that, you know, they're seeing such a big difference with how Nikki's being handled and treated. And, you know, she's on the Ellen show and, you know, she's here and there being praised. And meanwhile, you'll have other Black trans people come out and it's just crickets, like, okay, go sit down.
Yep. That's
a good way to put it. We get it. Okay. All right.
Like, yeah. Okay. Next. Anyway.
Next case, you know, and it's like, well, hold up now. My invite to Ellen, you know? So I thought that was very, very interesting. I did. Let me read this super chat here. Nicole New says, T, do you feel that women have it easy? Do you feel like women have an easier time transitioning to men over men transitioning to women? Now, that'd be a question, Nicole, that you'd have to ask Jax, because I don't know. So I'm assuming she's asking you that question, Jax.
It's tough either way you look at it. Either way you look at it, you're going from one extreme to another. It's a journey. That's the best way to put it. You, day in, day out, there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, but it depends on, like, you know, just what you want as your end result. For me, I would say mine was tough. For someone else, they might say, oh no, it was easy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But everybody has a different story. It's not a one size fits all type thing.
Right.
Now, in terms of quote unquote acceptance, I've definitely seen more female to male being accepted as opposed to female to male, or sorry, male to female. It's weird. It's a weird dynamic in terms of how society accepts individuals like us.
Okay, so you're saying that the transgenders who were men and then they transition to women, they get accepted more in society.
Opposite? Yes.
So you're saying that the men
born female, born female and then transition to male are more accepted than going male to female.
Ah, okay, I see what you're saying. Now, I told you from jump that the reason why I liked you is just like, you're not over the top, you're just who you are. And I think sometimes the issue with the men who are transitioning to women is that they look at biological women as competition. Like, it's like this weird dynamic. Like, some of them are just so mean and nasty. This isn't all of y'all, but there's some that are just so mean and nasty. And like I said, I'm the type, you got to give me the same energy because you're going to get the same energy back. Like, I've seen some clown biological women say they look better than biological women. Their body's more on point than, you know, and it's just like, if you want people to accept you and to accept your lifestyle and to accept your transition, I suggest you don't make fun of biological women's bodies. You know, because at the end of the day, like, biological women, they got to deal with like different things. So yeah, they might gain more hips, you know, more weight in their hips, or, you know, their body may not be as, you know, like a Coke bottle shape because you went and got yours done. You got breast implants. So I think that's where some of that friction comes in. Whereas when it's a woman transitioning to a man, like, y'all are just cool and chill. For real. Like, y'all are just cool and chill. You're not my competition. So I think that's where that dynamic comes in. Just, you know, speaking on this end of the spectrum, is that's why I think that kind of comes in, is that the ones that are transitioning to be females, there's like this underlying competition and hatred for some, you know, from some of them for some reason. You know, it's like, even like when I was talking about the whole Malik Yoba situation, and I mean, I got so much hate from like female, from male to female transgender people. And I was just like, well, if you're mad, you're mad. I don't know what to tell you. But what these people are saying in the Breakfast Club is utter and complete bullshit. You're telling me that gender doesn't matter, or doctor gave this child gender and all this stuff. But if gender didn't matter, then why would somebody who feels like they're female, then why even get breast implants? Why even go through the full surgery if gender doesn't matter? You know, like, they're conflating like millions of, you know, they're conflating different issues to get their point across. But in the meantime, they're doing nothing but causing confusion and chaos. Yeah. So that's why I didn't like that at all. But that was a really good question. That I never thought about it like that. But that was a
definitely good question.
Let's see what else. People, oh, y'all, they're
keep them coming.
Malik Yoba, honey. They're like, Malik Yoba is a pansexual, period. Now, let me ask you. So, as far as like sexuality, do you, like when you're trans, do you believe in labels? So like, I know you said you have a girl. So then like, and this is just me not trying to be offensive or nothing like that, just asking an honest question. Would it be like a heterosexual relationship, lesbian? Like, how does that work? That's what confused me.
Well, for me, I identify as, I guess you would say, in like the cis world, it would be straight. Mm-hmm. But however, because I was born biologically female, people would automatically think, oh, well, no, you're just a lesbian or a butch. Well, no, I identify as male. My birth certificate and everything says that I am male, so therefore I am straight. There are some in the trans community that are part of the, you know, pansexual or even bisexual, even gay community. It, like, I, as myself, I just identify as, well, I guess straight, or I guess pan too.
Okay.
I lick pans. No. I'm kidding. I'm not pan shaming.
Okay, so thank you for explaining that, because I always wonder how that worked. So basically, more or less, it's up to that individual and their partner.
Yes, that's definitely
what makes it easier. It's just up to that individual and their partner how they choose to identify. You know, so I think that's really good.
Right.
So a lot of people being educated, people who are wondering what cis is. Cis is considered like straight people. So there's a lot of people that are educating people in the comment section, which is good. Other people are saying gender and sexuality is different, which it is.
Yes, they are. They are completely different.
Yeah, it gets conflated.
Yes.
It really does. Somebody says that they identify as tired. Take your ass.
Yes, you know, I identify as tired and through.
Right. You know, we always have, you know, jokes and stuff like that. So let's see here. Okay, so you're looking for attention, so you're blocked, because that wasn't nothing that you need to add into the comment section. So thank you for the money. Now you're blocked.
Blockiana.
You want attention. Like, why would you need to post that? Who cares? So anyways, I think this was a really good show. I think we hit on a lot of issues. And then the last thing I want to ask you here, the last question, because we have been seeing a rise of people detransitioning, and you did talk about that earlier. Do you feel like that is because of people transitioning younger and not fully understanding everything that comes with it? And do you feel like because some of the parents are pushing the kids to transition, that's why now you're having a lot of kids on YouTube popping up and talking about them wanting to detransition and go back to their original gender?
In some cases, it might not actually be age. I know some older individuals who transitioned and are looking to detransition. I think it just has to do with not fully understanding or doing enough research and fully getting a gauge of, okay, this is something that I really want to do. Or just going through and you're like, you know what, wait, this, I take it back. Wait, this isn't what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's fully age. I think it's just jumping into something without fully having a full understanding of it or a full grasp of it, and then changing your mind midway. Like, you, when you do something like this, it's not like changing a pair of shoes. Like, it's a whole process. It's something with your body, and it's part of you. Like,
no,
some of the stuff is irreversible.
Right, and I think that's the thing that, you know, that people may not be realizing. Like, okay, like breast implants. You get breast implants, you get tired of them, or you want to, you know, make them smaller. You can always take them out and go back to how it was before. But this is something, this is a really complicated surgery. There's a lot of things that go with this. And I think some people jump on things as a trend, you know, almost because it's trendy, and they're not realizing the real, you know, implications of their decisions. And now they're having regrets. Because that's the thing that they tell you, that it's permanent. There's supposed to be no going back. But now you're hearing all these stories, and it's like, well, dang, did they understand what was fully involved with the process?
Nope. Some people don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some people don't, unfortunately. Like, when you do something like this, it is permanent. And that was one thing that was really stressed to me. Like, hey, you do this, it's going to be difficult to even remotely look at how you used to look at yourself, or even look like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And I'm like, that's fine. This is what I want to do.
I want to do that, and that's it.
Yes,
No, I really, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So I really want to thank you guys. It's already 7:30. I wanted to make sure I was on here exactly an hour. I had to get the youngest one to basketball practice. He's already like knocking on the door, like, we got to get to practice. So thank you guys so much. This will be also going on my podcast. So we'll have this on Apple, Google Play, and all that good stuff. So you guys will be able to listen to it back. For the Facebook people, if you guys were not able to watch or see the videos, definitely go check it out on YouTube. So I'm going to go ahead and log off. Thank you to everyone who came tonight to the chat. There was a lot of really good dialogue, lots of really good comments. But the main thing that we can all agree, regardless of what your sexuality is, your gender, is that people should be upfront and honest. Point blank, period, when yes. It comes to relationships and people that they're going to be intimate with.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Definitely. Well, thank you once again, Jax, for coming through and spending time with my audience. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for opening the dialogue for this particular topic. It's kind of a taboo topic and people tiptoe on it, but thank you so much for just hitting it head on. Thank you.
No, you're very welcome. You know, I'm always about that life. So thank you for joining me. And thank you for like just sharing your story with my audience. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, you guys. So thank you to everybody who joined in this conversation. Thank you to everybody on Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to log off. I can't believe it's already been an hour. Like this stream went by so fast. Everybody's thanking Jax. So Jax, people are showing you a lot of love in the comment section. So just thank you. I wanted to introduce you to Jax. He's a really cool person and just very open-minded. He's never been offended by any of my videos. You know, he sees through like the nonsense and the people who are always in their feelings and stuff like that. So that's why I really wanted to show you guys, you know, other people from the, you know, from the trans community and how they live and how they came into their journey and how a lot of them are very open and honest. So, you know, don't take the fact that Nikki Tutorials, you know, kept that hidden from her boyfriend. Don't take that as all trans people are doing the same thing she's doing, because that's not a fact. And Jax and the other lady who left the comment on Facebook are definitely proof of that. So thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. I got to get ready to head out, but you guys have a good evening. I will talk to you guys later. Deuces.